before we finish the show with some more great local music, I want to remind you about something that is going to be happening on the show next week. And it is on Wednesday, the 4th of August, between 1 and 2 p.m. Can you believe it? Next Wednesday is going to be the 30th anniversary of the sinking of the Oceanus. And I say, can you believe it? Because to me, it feels like just yesterday that we saw that television footage of the helicopters hovering over the ship, winching people to safety, heard the news that the captain and crew had fled early on in the adventure and that it had been left to the entertainment staff to get the passengers to safety. It is one of those just unforgettable news stories. Everybody remembers where they were when they heard about it or where they saw that footage. And 30 years on, we have put together a panel of guests to reflect on the events of that night. It includes a seasoned sea captain who happened to be at sea on another vessel that weekend is going to talk to us about what conditions were like out there. We are talking to a maritime lawyer who was involved in the follow-on after the ship went down. Most notably, we are going to be joined by Moss and Tracy Hill, who were the two ship's entertainers who led the rescue effort so bravely because they looked around and realized nobody else was doing anything, and they stepped into the breach. They will share their story and their memories. They were literally the last two people to be winched to safety off the deck before the ship went down. We'll also be hearing from a passenger who had gone on what she thought was going to be a dream cruise holiday. It turned into something of a nightmare, but it also gave her career something of a boost because at the time she was a very young journalist, a cadet, I think it was with the Daily Dispatch in East London, and the scoop of having been a first-hand eyewitness to the events that night, of course, boosted her career quite substantially. All of them have agreed to join us on Wednesday. So has a local shipwreck hunter who has actually seen the wreckage of the Oceanus on the seafloor. He'll be part of the conversation as well. Really looking forward to an exciting hour remembering those events of 30 years ago. Where were you when the ship went down? If you remember and you want to reminisce and talk about the events and the aftermath, I hope you will join us in conversation on Cape Talk next Wednesday, the 4th of August, between 1 and 2 p.m.
Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Call Pippa now
on 021-446-0567.
Now, in today's music segment, we feature a band still quite new on the South African music scene called Taylor and Tramp. They're a Pretoria-based country rock band, and Taylor and Tramp consists of Werner Vierlich Kruger, who's the lead singer. He's the lead singer and songwriter and guitarist. Matthew Galley is on bass, Reinhard van Solms on the drums, and Fish Archer is the group's lead guitarist. But it is the multi-talented lead singer, songwriter, guitarist, Vierlich himself, Werner Kruger, who is on the line to us from Pretoria. Great to have you on the show today. Welcome.
But thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure. Werner, tell us a bit about the band's history. What's your musical background and how did you all come to be playing together?
Yes, basically we started playing together about 2.5 years ago. We met through mutual friends and we actually just wanted to play for fun because we were all musicians and we just wanted to play for fun. And something just clicked and I think we just stuck together. And most of the guys, two of the guys in the band, Fish and Matthew, they studied music. Myself and Chalky, we self-taught. And that's how we started. We just got together, jammed a bit, and then we decided, no man, let's do something around music, and we started the band.
And how would you describe your sound, Werner?
I'll definitely say there's a mixture of sound, but it's predominantly country. We all also come from a bit of a rock and blues background. Between our different songs, we're in the process of recording more songs, but there's definitely a blues element and a country rock, a bit of a modern country rock vibe.
Okay, and who is the typical fan base who will come to a Taylor and Tramp concert, if there's been one yet? Because you guys came just before lockdown, didn't you?
Yeah, we had our first launch when we released our single. We had one show that we did, and then we went into lockdown, and then we sort of,
Look, lockdown, a huge challenge for any performing artist, Werner, and for musicians in particular, missing the buzz of the crowd responding to your music is such a difficult thing to navigate. Have you guys tried to do online gigs or anything like that, or were you just waiting it out?
We have tried some online stuff. We had some misfortune. Myself and Wana and Fish got COVID. So we just decided, guys, let's just sit this out and not get together, because we also don't want to spread it to the rest of the guys and their families and put everybody at risk. But we are thinking of definitely doing some live shows, or maybe even pre-recording it and releasing it on our social media, some acoustic stuff, just to keep the music going out there until the gigs and stuff start to pick up.
Okay. Now, we're going to play out the show today with your track, Midnight Temptation. Tell us about the song.
So the song is inspired by basically someone that's staying in a situation that they know they shouldn't be in, and they know they need to leave, but there's always that temptation that's pulling them back. It's always that something that they stay there in spite of their better knowing.
Okay, Werner, if our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to read up more about the band, to follow your online performances, and hopefully get to see you in person one day soon? Are you on all the major streaming platforms?
We are on all the major streaming platforms. They can also follow us on Facebook at Taylor and Tramp, and we're on Instagram as well, Taylor_and_Tramp. Taylor and
Tramp. I've got to ask you about the name before we play the song. Why Taylor and Tramp?
It's basically a philosophical view of yin and yang, a bit of our own twist on it, the perfect balance between opposites, basically, between good and bad. So Taylor and Tramp's just our own interpretation of that.
Well, let's hope it's more good than bad in the music itself. Werner, thanks for joining us today. Great to have you on the show, and our best wishes to you and the rest of the band for a more successful year going forward in terms of the ability to perform for audiences and get your music out there. The band is called Taylor and Tramp, and this is their single, Midnight Temptation.
Smile like a devil, she's got love.
I really love that voice. The song is called Midnight Temptation. The band is Taylor and Tramp. Look for them on all major streaming platforms if you'd like to hear more.